something maybe in the late 80s, early 90s started to change, and there all of a sudden were many more venues for poetry. I think the spoken word or the slam poets have a lot to do with this popularity. A lot of people grew up hating poetry because it made us feel stupid. Poetry speaks very directly, clearly, powerfully to the human condition. With modernism, the critic became the person who stood between the artist, the poet, and the audience to explain the work to the poor, dumb reader who was not smart enough to get it anymore. Still, it's not one of the, you know, popular arts. It never will be like music or any of the movies or something like that. You hope to have a reader, but poets write because they have to write. I think it's a kind of spiritual need, almost, a need to make some kind of human connection without all of the paraphernalia, the electronics. I think that's it as much as anything. Poetry does have the ability to offer solace and insight and heal. But I think it's a kind of longing for something human that we want, some kind of human connections that we're missing in modern culture. A writer's life as a writer doesn't really begin until their obituary is published. Robert Frost said the word poet is a praise word. I'm paraphrasing Ezra Pound. It's just immensely important that we have great poems. It does not matter who writes them. I feel blessed in that way that I get to talk about poetry and I get paid for it. I'm still astonished that people give me a paycheck to talk about this thing I love. I think one of the writer's first responsibilities is to not bore the reader. It's an art form and it's a craft, and there's a million little details that every good poet has to pay attention to, but the finished product is supposed to seem just natural and fluid. The word poet, it comes from the word to make, maker. They are made things. You have to learn the rules before you can break the rules. What I want to be is a servant to language and never have the arrogance to consider myself a master of language. I want to be a good servant to language. There's millions of sincere people, deeply sincere people on the planet. Not all of them are poets. I think poetry can make us all a little bit more human, a little bit more alive, and maybe a little bit less alone. It's human speech. It's human being, one human being trying to talk to another human being. It all goes back to what poetry always did for human beings, which moves them. It makes the blood start rising. Well, one of the main differences between prose and poetry is compression or distillation. Poets are supposed to try to do more with less.